Our next order of business is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. Our first item is subdivision 2010-6, Cannon Road Investments LLC as a preliminary.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2010-6, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2010-6 for Cannon Road Investments based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site was previously approved for a subdivision plan with 20,000 square foot lots, very little open space, open section roadways, and no sidewalks or streetlights. The applicant is now seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A cluster subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community, and it will be compatible with Pelican Point phases 4-7, a cluster subdivision. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance, and it is in compliance with the county's land use plan. Six, I am satisfied that this project is a superior design to the previously approved subdivision under the subdivision ordinance. It preserves more open space with 56.64 acres provided on the site. The lots contain wetlands, and the developer has voluntarily provided a buffer in excess of 100 feet along the non-tidal wetlands adjacent to the existing streams. Seven, the design addresses the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Eight, the subdivision will have no more than 233 lots on 130.427 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Nine, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. And 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 233 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A buffer as required by the ordinance shall be shown along the perimeter of the subdivision. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, with the undisturbed forested areas shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within the lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Proposed by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. And the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. As provided by the applicant, there shall be a 100-foot buffer from the non-tidal wetlands adjacent to the existing stream. And this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And last, final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-10 Cannon Road Investments LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.